I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. I'm Tim Hughes. This is Utah's Morning News.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story this hour.
We're getting more details this morning about messages sent by the Texas school shooter minutes before he arrived at an elementary school in Uvalde.
We begin our team coverage with ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi.
The messages appear to show the suspected gunman texting a 15-year-old girl in Germany on the morning of the massacre. First, describing an argument with his grandmother over paying his phone bill, and then texting, quote, "I shot my grandmother in the head." Later, he writes, "I'ma go shoot up a elementary school right now." That last message was sent at 11:21 a.m., 11 minutes before authorities say he entered the school. Speaking to the New York Times, the girl says after seeing the news, she asked a friend to contact police and said, quote, "Maybe I could have changed the outcome. Just could never guess that he'd actually do this."
Abdi also says we have new details about the timeline of the shooting, and we now know the shooter was in the school for 40 minutes before he was killed by law enforcement.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he'll take another look at gun control proposals following the shootings at the elementary school there in Texas. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says his comments are getting attention around the country.
Senator Romney told reporters in Washington yesterday that expanded background checks for gun purchases are an appropriate federal responsibility. The Deseret News reports a bill to do that was first proposed in 2013 after the Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut. Romney says states would be better at handling so-called red flag laws, which are meant to keep guns away from someone in a mental health crisis. Critics are pointing out that Romney's campaigns for president of the U.S. Senate through the years have received large contributions from the National Rifle Association. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A Utah company that makes bulletproof backpacks says school districts need to do more to protect teachers as they try and protect their students. Details from KSL TV's Shara Park.
A bulletproof binder, and Aaron Gilbert says that every teacher and administrator in Utah should have one. Gilbert is the president and CEO of Citizen Armor in Spanish Fork. His company makes everything from body armor to bulletproof backpacks. He says history has shown that it often takes someone rushing a shooter to stop an attack, and if that's going to be a teacher, he says they need protection.
Gilbert is asking every school district in Utah to consider a line item in their budgets to pay for a ballistic shield in every classroom.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, substance abuse among young teens decreased, while mental health problems saw a significant increase. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson joins us live with an update. Mark?
That's right. Findings from the Utah Department of Health and Human Services and Utah Board of Education show a decrease in physical activity and an increase in obesity among students 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades. The report also says there was an increase in mental health concerns, but the study conducted in 2021 also revealed a sharp decline in binge drinking, alcohol use, cigarette smoking, and marijuana use. While the uptick in mental health problems, they say, is a concern, state health officials say it's pretty much been a trend over the past number of years. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The FDA is now blaming its mailroom for what ultimately led to the baby formula shortage crisis. The FDA and formula maker Abbott faced tough questions on Capitol Hill yesterday. The FDA says it did not receive a whistleblower complaint detailing health violations at Abbott's plant in Michigan until 4 months after it was sent.
The FDA then inspected the plant in January, finding, quote, egregiously unsanitary conditions. In mid-February, the FDA closed the Abbott facility and the formula was recalled. Since then, more than 40% of baby formula has been out of stock nationwide. Abbott says it will restart production early next month, but it could take 8 weeks, possibly until the end of July, before store shelves are restocked.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting.
KSL News Time now, 6:04. First look traffic Let's go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the I-15 corridor is fine. It's I-84 that's the problem, and it's going to be for those of you trying to travel through Weber Canyon. The eastbound 84 is closed in Morgan because of a crash that's a couple miles past Morgan, but it's going to be a while before they can get the road reopened, so they're just forcing people off into Morgan itself. Alternate routes, there's only one way, and it's a long way around. You're going to have to go down to Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:05.
We are celebrating our 100th birthday here at KSL News Radio by taking the show on the road. Tim and I are here at the Oaks Golf Course in Spanish Fork to highlight the different communities along the Wasatch Front.
This morning, our focus is on the southern half of Utah County, and one of Utah County's gems is found on the backside of the tallest mountain in the Wasatch Range, and it looks like it's fully open for the holiday weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small takes a look at the Mount Nebo Scenic Byway.
If you want to break away from I-15 and take the scenic route, you could take the 38-mile loop from Payson to Nephi that features places to stop and camp or to simply admire the views. The loop gives you the backcountry feel of the Uinta National Forest, as well as shades of southern Utah and Devil's Kitchen. Spanish Fork District Ranger Luke Decker says a late snow blocks the middle portion of the loop, but they're working to get it open for Memorial Day weekend.
If you're looking for a potentially new place to camp, you could try the Cottonwood or Ponderosa campgrounds.
Another one of Southern Utah County's gems is the Springville Museum of Art. Museum Director Dr. Rita Wright says it's one of the oldest art attractions in all of Utah.
As the collection grew and grew every year as they held an annual spring salon, they needed more room. And so in 1937, with some money from the citizens and with WPA money and some money from the LDS Church, we're able to build this building.
Wright says when people walk into the museum, they make connections with the art exhibits.
A social media platform has agreed to a hefty fine to settle allegations that it wasn't protecting users' data.
Twitter will pay nearly $150 million in civil penalties to settle allegations it didn't protect users' data over a span of 6 years. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission claim that from May 2013 to September of 2019, the social media site told users it was collecting their phone numbers and their email addresses for account security, but didn't say it would also use the information to enable companies to send targeted ads to users. As part of the settlement, Twitter has also agreed to put new safeguards in place to protect users' info. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.